Here's a thought I'll title, My New Phone Has Adaptive Display, to which I should parenthetically add, damn, and not in the good sense. My old Android phone, 7 years old, finally gave up the ghost when its battery wouldn't hold a charge anymore. I loved that phone. Everything about that phone worked great, worked exactly as I wanted it to work. So I wasn't real thrilled about having to go out and get a new phone, and then go through the often lengthy process of getting its settings to work the way I want to, loading all my apps, transferring over photos, etc., etc. You've all been through it, you know the drill. And in the last 7 years since I bought a new phone, lo and behold, they've introduced new features. Of course they have. They introduce new features all the time. But there was a new feature I was not aware of, called Adaptive Display. This is supposedly an improvement that with one touch of a button on your phone, the phone somehow improves all of your photographs. And when I discovered this new feature, I suddenly realized why all of my images didn't look like they were supposed to look on my new phone. The new phone was adding contrast, saturating the color, sometimes increasing the sharpness, and I couldn't figure out why. They looked great in Lightroom. They looked great, but later, when I'd go to look at them, they just didn't look right, because I didn't realize the phone was doing its processing to my images without my knowledge. And this was really frustrating, because I do like the new phone. I like some of the features on the new phone, but why do they slip in things like adaptive display that add processing to your images without telling us, without warning us, without cautioning us? And particularly as a photographer, you know, we're really critical about that stuff. We know exactly how we want our images to look, and we process them accordingly, whether it's in Lightroom or Photoshop or on the phone. And we don't want the phone doing any additional processing because it somehow thinks it knows better. Well, once I figured it out and I found the adaptive display on the phone in the settings, I simply turned it off and all my images now look like I expect them to. But doesn't that bring up a really interesting question? How are my images that I've spent so much time processing and tweaking and finessing to express my artistic intent, how are those images being seen by people out there in the world who are looking at the images on my website via their phone's adaptive display that might be brightening them, increasing the contrast, applying different colors, saturation, etc.? When did we photographers lose control of how our images are viewed? Of course, in some regards, we've never had total control, because when someone buys a print or we give them a print and they take it to their home and put it on the wall, we don't know what the surrounding colors of the wall are going to be or what kind of light they're going to be using to illuminate our photographs. So in some regards, we've never had total control. With the exception of those images that we display in our own home and, to some degree, what we display in a gallery. Because if nothing else, we can make our prints fit the gallery lighting, and most galleries are going to have a neutral gray wall so as to not compete with the colors in the photograph, etc. But this business about losing control of color rendition due to some software algorithm that thinks it knows better how our photographs ought to look than we do, that's a whole new ballgame in the world of fine art photography. And a contest I suspect we are likely going to lose, because every individual who's looking at our work has the ability to change the way our work looks, whether they know it or not, whether the app settings on the phone disclose that or not. It seems to me perfectly obvious that here in the digital age in particular, we'd better make sure that our photographs have content that drives them, and not necessarily tonalities or colors that drive them, if that's the really important aspect of our photograph, because we've lost control of it.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.